You're listening to The TP Cast,
the official podcast of Thomas Productions, Inc.
Here we discuss all of our latest videos, as well as other topics such as movies, Halo news, machinima, and so much more. So fasten your seatbelts, cause it's time for The TP Cast. And now, here are your very gracious hosts, Lane, Kevin, and Kyle.
Hello.
Hi!
Oh my god. That's gonna, like, totally annihilate people's ears.
I apologize.
That was Kevin's bed.
You can turn that down then.
Okay, well, hi.
Hi. Lane here.
Kevin here.
And Kyle here.
Alright,
Hola!
And
Como estas?
So it's episode 59 now.
Yeah. Almost to 60.
That's old.
We've passed our midlife crisis, I believe.
We have.
Alright.
Oh no!
Wait, so we're gonna be dead at like 82?
I don't know.
I wanna make it to 100.
We should do 100 then quit. Like with Marlin. That's all I'm gonna do. I quit. That's what's gonna happen. No, but it might. We might not even make it to 100. But if we do, my hands smell like bacon. No, they smell like bacon taquito.
And I'm sure we all needed to know that, Kevin. So, let's start with some new news. ODST is coming out really soon.
Okay. Really? Yeah, okay.
Less than two weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
we're getting a lot of new information, including more engineers than we need to know.
Engineers
are going to be in the game, and the stupid French got the game.
I know, Frenchies.
And then they leaked it. So, luckily, I haven't seen it. I refuse to watch it. So.
He refuses to look at the screen grab of the ending.
Yeah, so I'm staying spoiler free.
Yeah, Lane's like 100% spoiler free on everything.
Well, not completely. Like when I watched Bungie's PAX panel that they have on their YouTube channel.
That wasn't spoilers though.
Yeah. They had, like, multiple parts. They had, like, 8 parts.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that one. Yeah. What are they talking about? Any spoilers, too?
A lot of crap. There was only, like, one thing that I think might have been some sort of a spoiler, but it was kind of one that was kind of obvious. So, you couldn't say it was exactly a, you know, giant spoiler or anything.
Would you like to tell me?
I think maybe if you want to hear it, I'm not sure if the listeners do, so I won't say it now. So anyway, the game's coming out. I haven't heard, of news of any, like, midnight launch or anything, so.
Are you sad? Did you want to go midnight? Go midnight surprise.
Midnight surprise!
Yeah, so, I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
We have a new Marlin coming out.
Oh, yes. We just finished recording voices for
it. It's one of the greatest
Marlins. It's really good.
We won't spoil anything about it.
Although, I think by the time this podcast comes out, it will be out, but let's just not say anything about it.
It's episode 42.
I'll just say that. At the end of it, you will go, ah! Or something like that.
Maybe,
Yes. And we, when we were coming up with the idea for this episode, we were in the car after getting free yogurt.
Free frozen yogurt.
Yeah, free frozen yogurt. And we were like, We're actually on the way to filming on location for a secret film.
Yes, a very secret film, a live action film that's going to be I'm guessing sometime in October you'll see it.
Let's just say it's
you'll know what it is.
It's
good.
Yeah. Have you seen any? Have you uploaded anything from it?
No, not yet. I'm keeping this one, you know, like super under wraps, and then I think we'll, you know, like spring the trailer on people, and then they'll be like, yes.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we filmed a promo.
Yeah. So that'll be coming out, you know, before the video.
The promo isn't actually in the movie. It's just a little side thing. Just for fun.
Yeah. Kind of like... Yeah. Anyway. Alright, so, what else is new? Oh, I had another idea for a video that we could do before ODST comes out. So, we might do that. We'll see.
We released Willy's Beach.
Oh, yeah. Willy's Beach.
Once again,
the epic Willy's Beach.
Very fun time filming that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of editing on that.
The hardest one to make.
Yeah, it's on our. It was the hardest I think to edit.
And it's the longest movie we've ever made too. It's,
I
think it.
Plus, well,
what was long?
It was 26 minutes, I think.
It was four parts.
Yeah, PBK. I'm not sure what that was.
That was three.
What?
PBK was three parts.
Okay.
Yeah, so. I think it was like 22 minutes.
Okay, so it could be the longest one we've ever done. No. Parts of the Backyard at Yard's End, that was an hour.
Oh, long. Well, really?
Yeah, but that's not on YouTube, so.
Well, while we're on the topic of PBK, why don't you inform people about that?
Okay. Alright, so.
We quit! No, kidding.
No. Alright, so. We had it scheduled to come out before the summer ended.
But oops.
We were working on other stuff.
We were so busy in the summer. We had our band thing going on. And other stuff, making movies and talking about making movies.
So that didn't happen. And then, back towards the very end of August, I had this crazy idea that we might be able to get it out before ODST. I don't think that's going to happen either.
And once ODST comes out, we're going to be busy playing ODST. And so that could take even longer for it to come out.
Let's just say December, okay? That's being realistic in our world.
By the end of the year, you may just have seen episode 2.
If not, yeah. Then that means we had zero episodes in 2009.
Yeah, we cannot do that.
We fail so hard at this one.
I know. It's just, we're always busy with something else.
And there's so much
work. We need to stop making movies and do PvP for a while.
It's just because the Marlin train has to keep a chugging. So that's what always holds us up. We're always like,
you know, we could put Marlin on hiatus for a couple weeks.
I really don't want to do that, because then, remember last year when it got to, like, the beginning of November and we had only done, like, three episodes or something? And so then we, like, pumped out a lot of episodes. I don't want to have to do that again, so. Yeah, but we, a little known fact that we, you know, have some new ideas for Marlin and stuff. The first episode that we filmed for this season has been pushed back until, I think it's going to be episode 46
over halfway through the season.
Yeah, because we filmed it as being episode 41, but then we had a great idea that we already put out. What was it? I forget.
The shooting range,
that's right. And then for the next one, the one that we're putting out tomorrow, we said it has to be episode 42.
And let's just say that if you want a hint on that, if you haven't seen it yet, you should check the Twitters and Facebooks of the Marlin characters.
Oh, yes, that is news. We've been informed that Marlin has a Facebook and a Twitter, and so does Cotton Swab. So I think the address on that is, Twitter.com/MarlinTheElite. Big surprise. And then, I think Cotton Swabs is twitter.com/thecottonswab.
And you can still email Lemon Man and he will answer you.
And email Cotton Swab at thecottonswab@yahoo.com.
Also, you know, they're on Facebook. I think Cotton Swab is listed under Sardonicus McGillicuddy, which is, you know, his real name.
But if you search Cotton Swab, he'll come up.
And so, you should go there, too. And also, Marlon's Facebook, you know, just type Marlon the Elite and stuff. I really suggest, you know, following both the Twitters and, you know, the Facebooks. Because on Facebooks, you know, it seems like you can have a more interaction with people and stuff. Like, they'll say something and then you can, like, reply to them and stuff. Although, you can do that on Twitter. It's just Facebook, it seems like it's more prominent.
So back to your story, Kevin.
So anyway,
back to my story was episode 41 was going to be the one we filmed first. And then we decided to do this shooting range first. And then the next one that's coming out, it had to be episode 42. We won't tell you why.
You know why if you followed the Facebook and Twitter.
And then episode 43 is kind of a secret. I can't really tell you. Episode 44, I don't know. I don't remember. But episode 40, episode 45 has to be episode 45, something I came up with. And then episode 46 is the first free episode that we have to put in the one that we filmed.
Yeah.
I don't know what 44 was. What was 44?
Was it
whispering going on here?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, right. So, just a little fact, episode 46 was intended to be episode 41.
Yep.
I'm sure you all wanted to know that.
It was also pushed back to episode 43 for a while, and then we got some more.
And then it got pushed back to episode 44.
And then we were like, then 44 has to be this before
everyone else. And I believe this isn't official. One of them might be a fan episode. One of them this season might be a fan episode. So you'll want to keep an ear out.
But don't quote us on that.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of ideas for fan episodes.
We have two.
We have three. We have three episodes for fan ideas. We can't really tell them now because they're secret, but I guess you'll find out more later.
Yeah.
Or you won't if we don't do it.
Mm-hmm. And then, something I was gonna say. Please, I forget now.
Oh, well.
Okay, so, alright,
the place, let's just tell a little story. Okay. The place that we went to on location to film our secret, film, which I can't say, is the coolest place of all time. It has free sodas.
Yeah,
free, like vending machines, they're free. You just press the button and it comes out. And free candy. They're
what?
Free, so it doesn't count as stealing if it's free, but I stole all the Fritos.
Oh yeah, and free chips too.
Yeah, the Fritos and the Reese's peanut butter cups. I still have some left over.
I'm sure you had quite a stockpile.
I did. I had a bunch. They have like candy everywhere. And they have three vending machines. Two of them are free. One is not free, but we only go to the free ones.
But of course. Alright. So, now we got one lonely little email here, so I think I'll take a look at that.
Really quickly?
Yeah.
We can't actually tell you the place we went to film. Not because it's a secret, because we're actually not really allowed to
say
or show the name of the place. Just for
safety concerns.
Yeah. Not personal reasons, just stuff. But, so I guess you'll never find out unless you happen to know what that place is beforehand.
Okay, so okay, now email. We have our one email.
Thank you.
Thank you for the email, by the way. Says, hey guys, I have a questions since I heard about three maps. These are the three maps that are the three new Halo 3 maps.
Since I heard about these maps.
Oh.
Same thing.
So, it's the three maps that are being packaged with ODST.
It says, oh, by the way, hi, Kyle, you're awesome. No, it doesn't, but I wish you did. You can email me that if you want.
So, anyway, it goes on to say, I know you guys are going to buy Halo 3 ODST, but if you want Heretic, Citadel, and Longshore, do you have to get Halo 3 ODST to get these maps, or can you buy it on Xbox Live Marketplace when it comes out? Bungie has said, at this just going to be on ODST. There's no plans to have it released on the Xbox Live Marketplace.
And you did not have to email us about that. You can find that everywhere, all over the internet. So,
but it is an email, so we got something here, right? It says, P.S. Do you guys put this on your podcast if it is too early to email?
I don't know.
Because yes, I don't know what that means. On the podcast.
But I will tell you that you have to visit my website. It's Lemon Man Game Reviews. I review games.
I believe that's http://lemonmangamereviews.blogspot.com.
Yes, lemonmangamereviews.blogspot.com. It's really fun. I'm in the process of playing Oblivion right now, so that might be my next review. If not, it would be Bioshock. And then ODST coming somewhere soon.
Cha-ching.
My last review, I think, was... maybe it was a review before, but I did Section 8. Section 8 is one of the most awesome games I've ever played. It's really fresh and new. It's not just a regular shooter. It's kind of like taking on the shooter-style games and making it totally different. And it's just, it doesn't fail at trying something new. It actually does it really well, I think. And I got the game early. I won't tell you how. I'll just say, stupid GameStop, you messed up! But, yeah.
Not as big as the Frenchie GameStop.
I know, they messed up way more.
Microsoft is gonna be so angry at them.
But seriously, get Section 8, and Lane, you're gonna have to get that sometime soon. Find it cheap,
there's like,
used.
There's like a couple games that I want, and... I would just want to wait for Christmas.
Yeah, just it's like you can.
I was thinking about, you know, Modern Warfare 2, and then
no, actually,
I know, but that's
looks
me, right?
That looks pretty good. I think Kyle just doesn't like Call of Duty.
It's that like the Call snow level where it's the gun with the screen.
I know that's really cool. So cool.
Yeah, it's a great reason to buy the whole game.
No, Kyle, there's more stuff too. Jeez, you have to play then, Call of Duty first.
And then, of course, you know, Section 8.
You can find, well, because it just came out, you probably can't find it used anywhere yet, but probably around Christmas time, it would be really cheap used.
Yeah. Alright, so now...
Wait, do you still have the demo?
I do. So,
I believe we'll be able to play together, then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On that one map.
Alright, so, since this is going to be the last podcast before ODST comes out, I think we should spend some time and talk about our expectations and what we're looking forward to and all that jazz.
I'm looking forward to how it's going to be like Halo 1. I like the alone type of feeling.
Yeah. And,
I like, games are fun when you are fighting with a whole bunch of people against a bunch of people, but also just going alone like you were in Halo 1 was
like
just really
BioShock.
Cool. I was playing BioShock right now and he liked it.
I can tell you right now, BioShock is fun because it's hard. It's the good kind of hard. It's like the kind of game where you don't go in and just kill everything. You go in and have to actually think about what you're gonna do.
Challenging.
Strategically, it's
okay,
strategic.
Back on ODST.
All right, so,
I'm excited.
Yeah, because I felt like in Halo 3, there were always, like, you know, guys around you. You never, I felt, really got that alone time.
Halo 2 did,
like,
it too.
Well, maybe in the
Halo
level...
2 had a little bit of aloneness, but Halo 1 was really there.
Yeah, and Halo, Cortana level, I think you were technically alone, but that doesn't count, because that was a very bad level.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
So, I like the, you know, a little bit of loneliness, and then, you know...
You know what I heard about it?
Amped up action parts.
Is that it's kind of like a shooter with a little tiny bit of RPG elements where the New Mombasa city... Is it New Mombasa?
Yeah.
The New Mombasa city that you are at nighttime is... There are actually side quests that you go on. It's like a hub, and then if you go around the city, there might be side quests with, like, the superintendent, I think.
No, there's... I think the only side quest is the superintendent.
I thought that there was...
I think that's interesting.
And they were saying in the PAX panel something about this, you know, like a side story or something, and it being something like an audio drama type-ish, and it's about, like, this lady, she's a civilian, and... About her,
those are my
what happened to her and stuff.
Those are what I liked. I'm staying on topic. In Fallout 3, one of the DLCs was Point Lookout, and it came with a bunch of side quests, and two of them were you alone finding different, like, audio logs and stuff that connect to this big story about something, and I liked those. How it was like, you're going alone throughout the whole thing, and then finding these different things that happened in the past and stuff. That's really cool. I just like that kind of stuff.
I like that in Bioshock too, the audio logs. It's a good... I don't know, it's just fun to listen to them.
Alright, and what do you think about Firefight?
I'm excited.
I absolutely can't wait. It's going to be so great if we, like, just play Firefight all night long.
I just hope that it would have 4-player at the same time on one console.
Yeah, they haven't said that. I already watched it, but I was considering going to YouTube and watching the Stupid Frenchie unboxing ODST. There's, so maybe they can see the backside.
Seen the unboxing Frenchie thing?
Yeah.
It doesn't give away anything.
I know. It's just unboxing. There's that little Reach thing in there, though.
Yeah.
So. But, I was gonna maybe watch that so maybe I could see on the back if there is, you know, like, 1-4 on one Xbox. I really, really hope that there is, because...
That would just be a not smart move.
Yeah, if not...
What's the point of playing Firefight, really, if you can't bring all your friends over and play it?
Yeah, it would. If it's just over Xbox Live, then...
That would ruin it.
I could see maybe, like, where they do something like the campaign, like, where... Oh, you can play 2-player on the same Xbox, but to play 4-player, you have to go over Xbox Live.
Yeah, but
I really hope they don't do that. Because I want to
play all
3 of us here with Firefight. By the way, I'm scared to death of that Vidmaster achievement.
I'm scared to death of the engineers. Have you seen them?
What they do...
They give everybody overshield.
Yeah.
You have to have someone...
And you already aren't as powerful.
You have to have someone on plasma control fighting, taking down all the engineers.
I guess if you overcharge, like, a, you know, plasma pistol and shoot it at him.
Yeah.
So, the...
Vidmaster?
The Vidmaster achievements. Those are... I'm worried about those.
Remind us what it is.
Alright, so the Vidmaster achievements are... A bunch of achievements scattered throughout Halo 3.
I mean, what the achievement is that you're scared about?
Well, mostly all of them. except for, you know, finding the skulls on the new maps.
Brain Pan. That's the easy one.
Right? Yeah. There's a couple that I'm scared about. Number one is the Firefight one, where you have to get to the fourth set.
That's going to take an hour.
It goes like sets, rounds, waves. So we have to get to the fourth set. And I emailed you this picture, and this one Bungie guy got, like, the super high score, and he made it to, like, set 4, round 3 or something like that. And it took him, like, 2 hours to do. So I'm a little concerned that it might not be
the easiest
thing in the world.
And you're going to be seeing recon a lot, but if you think about it, the percent of people who play online, maybe like 75% of them would get ODST, and then of the people who get ODST, maybe 50% of them will end up getting recon, and then only some percent of those will end up actually wearing it. And so it shouldn't be like a whole ton of people that you'll see.
Not like
that. It's probably going to be like just a regular armor that you see every once in a while. Like Hayabusa, you only see that every once in a while.
Not. I hate that armor.
Me too.
It is bad. Very bad. And then the other one that I'm worried about is, I guess it's a level in ODST, single player level, where you have to go through, I guess it's a vehicle level, where you, like, it might be that one where you get the tank. I'm not sure about that. But you have to go through it on something like, you have to go without getting in a vehicle, and not shooting or throwing any grenades. Something like that.
So all you can do is pretty much
run. Run and whack. So.
And does that have to be on Legendary?
I'm thinking it might be. I'm not sure about that. There might be another one where. I think there was like one other where you go through on Legendary and do something. I don't know. So anyway, that might be kind of difficult, but I want recons, so I guess we'll push through it. Oh, and by the way, to get that Firefight achievement, it has to be 4 players over Xbox Live on Heroic. So that means that if we're gonna do this, we're gonna need another player. So
email us or call us.
Yeah.
We'll only accept people who email or call us.
Well, and you we'll have get to no be, one. And you have to be like, please don't be like 6.
No, seriously.
We want somebody who's good and around our age.
And who doesn't have a high voice.
Yeah.
Or they could just lower it. Or if they could just speak through Microsoft Sam. So.
I'd rather just have somebody around
our age. Don't suck either. We have to personally interview and audition everyone.
No, who we I'm are kidding. Thinking.
But seriously, don't suck either.
You know, okay. How great is this? You get a chance to play Firefight with Thomas Us. Productions,
and you
for
might
a chance to get,
and you might get that VidMaster. Yeah. So,
but we might quit on you if you suck. So don't suck. And every time you die, don't go, "Oh, I'm sorry. I care."
Just say, "Oh crap, I died."
Oops. Okay.
Well, we have to get our firefight skills up first.
Moving on.
Anyway, moving on. The 3 new Halo 3 maps. What you thinking about those?
Longstar and Citadel seem like the good ones. I hated Midship so much, and I can't believe they brought it back, because it's such a bad map.
I think I've already stayed before. I'm, like, middle of the road, you know. I kind of enjoyed it when I was playing with it.
Don't mention Blood Guild. I know. You've said it a million times.
Okay, I won't mention the map that I really want remade. However, you know, I liked Midship on Halo 2, and with Halo 3, you know, they've said, you know, it's really, really close to the one in Halo 2.
Do you hear what they did was copy and paste it?
No, I think they were just kidding about that. I think...
No, they pretty much said, we copied and pasted, and...
I think they were just using that as a, you know, reference that they, you know, really paid attention to detail. But maybe. I don't know. But anyway... I wish they made some more changes so it wasn't as Halo 2-ish. I know they put those, like, ships outside in the skybox, so, those would be cool.
Maybe having a different color or something.
Pink!
Yeah. Make everything pink.
Forerunner, a human, that'd be fine.
I think they have too many human maps. I think Forerunner would have been nice.
Or remake another map from Halo 1. We need those.
Yeah.
We need
Death Island.
We need Death Island and Danger Canyon. Those are the ones I want remade most. Bungie?
Blood Gulch?
No.
Death Bungie, Island.
Death Island and Danger Canyon. Okay, moving on.
Death Island was by far my favorite Halo 1 map ever.
So
fun to play that map with a bunch of people.
So also, really quickly, when you get ODST, what is the first thing you're going to do?
Campaign.
Alright, you say campaign.
I say campaign.
Alright. I think I'm going to find the skulls first on the Halo 3 multiplayer maps.
Are you serious?
Lame.
Then I might play campaign. So, I'm thinking about it. I haven't decided, you know. Because, you know, with Halo Wars, I said I was going to, like, jump right into the campaign or something. But then I ended up going looking for the skulls or something. So, or maybe I said the opposite way. So, anyway. Alright, so, really looking forward to that. Coming out September 22nd, along with the original soundtrack. And if you go to, I think it's 1UP.com, they had this interview with Marty and stuff. And they had, like, this couple tracks there that you can listen to. It sounds different, but it's good. So I'm getting that, definitely. And it's a two-disc set, so.
Great.
All right. So now, I think it's time for our movie segment.
It's time once again for another segment of Sheepdog Movie Reviews.
Now, before we get started, we're going to be reviewing District 9 and any of you seen any other movies?
We saw Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that, too. Because I don't think I'm going to do that, too. So, anyway, I'm just going to play the spoiler alert right now, because this is going to be filled with spoilers, alright? So.
And you know it.
Status report. Captain, we have incoming spoilers off the port bow. Quick, evasive maneuvers. Negative, Captain. There are too many of them. They're coming in fast. Oh, crap. Quick, brace for our impact!
Ah! Okay, so, we have Sheepdog back in.
Hey. What's going on?
Not speaked up, Sheepdog. The microphone's kind of far away from you.
Okay. So, what is District 9 about?
It's basically about aliens who've come to Earth, then the humans are like, ew! And then they put them in slums.
And?
They understand,
what's it about?
They understand English, which is cool.
Yeah, and so, they came and they have these, like, weapons, and the humans are, like, the evil, like, company people are like, oh, we want to figure out how to work these weapons. And so this one, the humans are going to transfer the aliens into, like, this supposedly nicer place, but it's really not. And so, when they're doing that, this one main character guy, is like, Wikius or something like that, he goes in and finds this thing that this alien was brewing, and so he accidentally, like, sprays it in his face. And so then he starts to get, like, all sick and stuff.
And he eventually turns into one of the aliens.
Yeah, so he starts to turn into an alien. And the alien,
or basically his DNA got mixed with alien DNA, so he's starting to
change into them.
Yeah.
And so then the humans are like, OMG, and so they capture him.
They try to capture him. No, they do.
They capture him,
and then he escapes.
The thing about the alien weapons, by the way, they're, you know, like, handheld rifles and stuff like that, only, you know, they're sci-fi-ish, and they're energy weapons, they can only be, like, they're DNA sensitive, and so, they'll only activate when an alien's holding them and not a human. And so, then they bring him in, and they have him, like, test all these weapons for them, and the guy's like, no, I don't want to. But then, they do. Then he escapes, and the only place where he can go is back to the slums, and so then, the alien dude that he stole it from, he goes to there, and then the alien dude's like, oh my gosh, why'd you do that? And stuff. Cause
meanwhile, the humans are trying to hunt him down.
Yeah, and he made the juice because it could power a spaceship to go back to his planet. But now they're out of juice. So.
But. Then he knows where to get it.
Knows where to get it. The humans, I guess, have the rest of it or something. And so then.
Then they go to the place.
And shoot a bunch of guys and they get it. And then. This is where it gets kind of confusing. I think they go. Alright, they go. Back to the slum. The humans find them. And then they, like, try and blast off in this, like, little spaceship to go to the big spaceship, but it gets shot down really quick. And then they capture one guy. They capture the alien dude. And then they're gonna capture, like, the main human character that's turning into an alien. But then, these weird gangsta guys come up and, like, hey, I want to eat your arm, because it's alien. Something like that.
I want that alien arm.
Yeah, so then, but then he escapes, and, oh, the part where the main gangsta guy dies is cool. Like, he shoots, like, one of the alien weapons, he, like, shoots it, and this, like, explosive canister goes, and sticks in his forehead, and then his head blows up. So, that's fun. And then he escapes.
If you're a man, you would love this movie.
Yeah. And so then he goes and jumps in an alien, like, walker thing, robot. And then he goes to rescue the alien guy. And then there's, like, this gravity gun. And he, like, hurls a pig at all the guys and stuff.
And everyone explodes.
Everyone. Lots of exploding and blood. And then.
By exploding, we mean exploding people. People yeah. explode.
And so then. Basically, the main character offers up to the alien, oh, I'll hold him off and you go escape.
He's like, no. But he's like, okay.
And so the alien blasts off into his, to go to his home planet. And the main, a human dude, is like, his robot's dead. And so then he gets out and he's like, barely alive. He's like, ugh. And then the main kind of, army bad guy is like, I'm gonna kill you dead, or something like that. And so then, but then since the one alien, or the main character, since he's kind of part alien, all the other aliens around him like stand up and attack the guy and they rip his head off, and then he fully turns into an alien, and that's the end.
Well, we're pretty sure he fully turned into me.
I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%.
That ending.
Yeah, the ending of the show. You're not really supposed to notice it till after. Yeah.
Sheepdog, are you taking a nap over there or something?
Yeah! How many stars out of 5 do you give this movie?
Wait, we're not done explaining what we like about it. What I like about it is its innovation, how fresh and new it is. I like fresh and new stuff that work, that don't fail. And something I like about it were some of the shots were really cool, where they had, like, the camera connected to these people's guns as they were, like, walking. And I thought that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I give it definitely a 5 out of 5. It is fresh and new, and it works good.
I also give it 5 out of 5.
You must see this movie. Lane, what do you think?
Oh,
Lane!
I'm sorry, I have to get, like, a 4.8 or a 4.9. It was... Don't get me wrong, it's a really good movie. You should definitely go see it.
It's still in theaters. It's like, see it there.
It's like Cloverfield. It's a theater experience movie. You have to see it in the theaters. It'll still be good if you, like, rent it or whatever, but it won't be... Won't have that same experience.
Yeah, so the only problem I had was the second half of the movie, you know, where they go to the main you know, like, business place and they get the stuff and then they go back, and then it seems like the second half of the movie is a little bit confusing, not as well structured as the first half of the movie. That's my only complaint.
I think that the movie was like a really good mix of Cloverfield and Transformers. And it's not like bad, like, oh, it's stupid. It's like Cloverfield because these aliens come to Earth, and Transformers because
there's these, good fight scenes, I guess.
No, because these things come from or come to Earth and they're friendly with the humans and they know like their language and everything.
Yeah.
And then the mech suit thing looks kind of like a Transformer or whatever.
By the way, we haven't mentioned this before. I'm sure you know by now, though, but District 9 was directed by Neil Blomkamp, who did the original the shorts for, you know, when Halo 3 was coming out, you know, the one where with the ODSTs and fighting the Brute and stuff, trying to get, you know, Master Chief's coordinates and stuff for landing. That's the same guy who directed it. And Peter Jackson worked, you know, with it. He was the producer and stuff. And Weta worked on it. They did a really good job.
Something I liked... nothing I liked. Something I was going to say was... While I was watching District 9, a lot of the time I was just thinking that could have been Halo.
Yeah. And they did say that, you know, they're developing the Halo movie. And when that didn't happen... They kind of moved to this. So, it is very much like those, the same kind of camera style as you saw in those shorts.
But it's not as shaky.
Not as shaky.
Yeah, you can, like, tell it's the same
guy. I'm thankful
guy.
For that.
You know what's going on.
So, yeah, and it's also, the movie is based on a short film that Neil Blomkamp did a while back.
Has a couple of
Weakest! That was that guy's name.
Okay, so it's the name of the short is like Alive in Joburg, I think.
Yeah,
it, and that weakest guy is in it.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube. So, yeah, you go check that out and watch District 9 because it's really good. Okay, I forgot we have to review this. Inglourious Basterds. So, Sheepdog. I mean, Sheepdog. Oh no! What are you? He was taking a dump on the floor. I'm sorry. Had to go. There's no box to go in. Okay. Alright, so. You said that you saw Inglourious Basterds.
I did.
What'd you think?
Shouldn't we say what it's about first? Well, or I'll tell you. I don't know. It was confusing.
No. What it was about was that it takes place in, like, Nazi Germany. Not Germany. Nazi times.
Jewish it's the times. Nazi times!
Well...
So, basically the territory that the Nazis took over, basically? Yeah, I don't know how of. I know that.
Kind of. So anyway, what happens is... Well, there's a bunch of stuff going on at once. I mean, yeah, at once.
So
but,
I heard that there were, like, two different stories, and yeah, the and second one was the one with Brad Pitt.
There were, like, three different stories.
Well, basically. It's hard to explain, but basically Brad Pitt... plays this dude who's leading this group of guys who kill Nazis and scalp them. And then the other story is about this dude who falls in love with this girl who runs a theater. And then he makes a movie about his heroicness in war. And then she plays...
That's sad, man!
She plays the movie in her theater... while all these Nazis are in there, and then because all the Nazis are in there, she and her friend blow up the...
Burn down
the theater and kill all the Nazis, including Hitler. Hitler was in there and he got shot.
Who by?
One of the guys that was working with Brad Pitt.
So they do kind of intertwine, but only at the very end.
Now, you see, I kind of wish that it was just about Brad Pitt and his dudes. I wish there wasn't all these different stories.
I actually liked the other story better, the theater one.
But the thing was that... Or, first of all, Mike Myers was in it. He was in one scene.
Ooh.
And you could barely tell...
Oh, yeah, he was the British general. I think I saw, like, behind-the-scenes on
Yahoo.
You
could barely tell it was him at all. Only by his voice, really. But anyway... Yeah, Mike Myers. Yeah, anyway. Well, the preview made it look really good. And it wasn't as good as the preview. They took kind of like the best stuff and put it in the preview.
But
I hate when movies do that. Damn you, trailer people.
But
run movies for me.
Anyway, there's lots of reading because lots of it takes they're not speaking English in lots of it. So there's lots of reading to do, but thankfully in the beginning when they're speaking like French, and this guy is like, dude, I can't speak French anymore. I don't know much more French, so I'm just gonna speak in English if that's okay. And I'm like, yeah.
No, he's like, you know English, right? Yeah. Let's do that. Okay. So that nobody hears us.
Okay. So nobody understands. Yeah. So.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So basically, it didn't like follow history, like they shot Hitler and he died. So there's
an
like
alternate history.
Yeah, maybe. It's like it's kind of cool, like that. And I would give it just a solid 3 out of 5 stars. Like, it was interesting, it was fun to watch, it was cool, but it just wasn't like
they got really long drawn out scenes. Yeah. I give it a flat 3 also out of 5.
All right, I think I'll rent that movie.
You should. It's good.
I'm sure it's a good movie to rent. It's just not $12 good.
It's more than 2.5 hours long.
And then once you add the popcorn, it's like $20 something.
Yeah. It's not really worth that. It's definitely... It's one to rent.
I would go see it for the popcorn, though. But I'd rather see another movie.
Well, depending on which movie theater you go to, because AMC movie theater popcorn is just... Ugh. It's too...
Century 22.
Dry.
Century 22, that's the good one, right?
Yeah, the centuries are good.
You know what we need to do? Is so that we don't have to say all that stuff about our phone number and email and stuff. Just record that and once and put it in.
Helene,
I don't like that idea.
Have you seen a trailer for the movie Surrogates?
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
I know, don't you think so?
Looks like Terminator.
And
but
Gamer, too. Gamer looks
okay. I saw a clip of it and it was very confusing.
Those two movies seem like one that we'd all three see with each other again.
Oh, of course. I'm sure we're going to have to go see our yearly December disaster movie, being 2012.
No.
You don't want to see 2012?
I don't want to see that. That looks stupid.
What about Zombieland?
Zombieland
we have to go see.
Yeah. I heard it's rated R, though. It's for blood and violence, so.
I'd see Zombieland.
The preview was so funny. Yeah.
The trailer after it with the old lady spider.
That was unintentionally funny.
I know, that was like
people were laughing so hard. Laughing,
yeah.
You remember when we saw Knowing and the guy was crying at the end?
Oh yeah. That was a very bad ending.
He was probably paid by somebody to cry at the end.
No, don't you know that was Nicolas Cage in there? he was crying. I'm pretty sure of it. Anyway. So I think that's all for our movie reviews. I'm not sure what the next movie is that we're going to see.
But basically, yeah.
Maybe Surrogates. I'd see that with you. If Kevin wouldn't. I don't think Kevin would. Be like an idiot to do. Where he totally wussed out.
Yeah, I
that
wussed
out. That branding was
and
horrible.
And he said he was out. Is that recording?
I didn't wish that.
Oh, too late.
It was stupid.
Alright, so Sheepdog, thanks for coming. You can leave the studio now. Thanks a lot for taking a dump on my carpet, because now I'm going to have to clean that.
With your mouth! Yeah, I'll just
eat it. Okay, love Lane!
I'll just eat it on my way out, okay? You just mop up the rest. With some sort of mop or something. All right, I'm out of here. I'm out.
Lane?
What?
You're gonna love Oblivion.
You're gonna love Mass Effect. It is... It's great. You're gonna like it a lot. I did not... I thought I was gonna hate it after when I was playing the first level. The first level is so bad. But if you can get past that, it's like one of my favorite games.
That's good. By the way, bringing up Neil Blomkamp in those Halo shorts, a new live-action short came out advertising ODST.
We saw it on TV last night.
Ooh.
It was like a commercial.
It's really cool. Check it out. It's like on It's all over YouTube, I'm sure. And
you can
it's
see it on IGN.
And GameTrailers.com.
Well, so, I go to IGN. IGN's my gaming site.
Alright, so I think that's going to wrap it up for this podcast. Alright. It's time. Alright, if you want to email us, our email address is podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com. Okay,
that's if you want the podcast email. If you want to email Lemon Man, that's lemonman@ymail.com.
The cotton swab at yahoo.com is cotton swab. Okay, if you have no clue what you want to email to us, but you still want us to read your email aloud on the podcast, here's your question. What is your favorite junk cereal, and what's your favorite healthy one? Mine's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Honey Bunches of Oats.
There's like this healthy like raisin bran one that I got at Whole Foods. I really like that one.
Yeah. I like That'd Honey Bunches healthy. Of Oats as well. The honey, the I one agree. With honey in it, and Reese's Puffs. I love Reese's. Lane knows.
What's your favorite junk one, Lane?
Lucky Charms is pretty good. I can't say. We don't buy junk cereal. Like, once a year, maybe. Right. All right, and so if you want to call us, you can call us at our voicemail number, 208 4... No, no, wait. No, wait, that might be right. wait.
You had it, then.
208-474-2690, is that it?
Or was that the old one?
No, the old one was like 565 or something.
I gotta check my phone to double check. Shows how much I know.
We're sorry. Sorry about this.
Can edit it to make yourself sound smart, Lane.
No thanks. I'd rather not. Believe it or not. I think that rhymed.
Do you have Target
you
on there?
You can't rhyme that.
Oh, yeah. Alright. It's. Alright. 208-474-2690. So I was right.
No, yeah, you said 59L.
So anyway, our phone number 208-474-2690. The answering machine is, we don't know how to like change it or anything, so it's gonna be some weird lady. That's the right number, alright? So like I said, you can email us and call us in, because we're gonna need a fourth player if we want that Vidmaster achievement. So yeah, email, call about anything.
That'd be a good thing to put on YouTube too. We're trying to find someone.
Although that might get too much traffic.
No, just
we're on the forums.
Yeah, post on the forums.
Those are nice and calm.
Yeah, Lane, you go on the forums this time. But go on the forums and say, make the topic.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later.
Listen to the latest podcast for a chance to play with Thomas Productions.
That's a good idea.
And then the actual post would say basically the same thing, and then with a link to the podcast. Okay, bye! I'm Kevin, bye!
All right.
I'm Kyle, bye.
Super close to ODST. I'm late.
Woohoo!
Bye!
Yeah! Bye!
Thanks for listening to The TP Cast. If you liked the show or hate it with your guts, please let us know by emailing us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com or leaving us a voicemail at 208-474-2690. If you would like to find out more about this podcast or about Thomas Productions, please visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com. Please note that all non-original content featured in this podcast is the sole property of their respectful owners. On the other hand, all original content featured in this podcast is the property of Thomas Productions, Inc. It should also be noted that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of Thomas Productions, Inc., although they usually do. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The TP Cast.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.